Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it is willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. Meantime, there has been some progress in delivering aid shipments to civilian neighborhoods under siege by Syrian government troops and their allies. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won what's known as the first in the West Nevada Democratic caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52% to 48%. Here is VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The Clinton victory in Nevada is very important for her campaign. Bernie Sanders was closing in. They were able to stop his momentum. And so now she sets up for a strong performance in South Carolina in a week's time. The Republican side, Trump a clear winner in South Carolina. That's a big step toward the Republican nomination. But a very tight battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for second in South Carolina. But both of them look as though they will go on in the race.
And for Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush, the race is over. He suspended his campaign Saturday after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom appear to garner less than 8% of the votes, have indicated that their campaigns will continue. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron has set a referendum on Britain's continued membership in the European Union for June the 23rd. This follows Friday's deal struck with the EU during marathon talks in Brussels. We get more now from Lisa Bryant.
After 2 days of haggling with fellow European Union leaders to reach the deal, British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will campaign to stay in the 28-member bloc.
This deal has delivered on the commitments I made at the beginning of this renegotiation process. Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants, no more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
The agreement for renegotiating Britain's EU membership was struck late Friday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A powerful cyclone with winds surpassing 300 kilometers per hour hit Fiji and its 900,000 residents Saturday, the government imposing a nationwide curfew and declaring a month-long state of natural disaster. Local media reports say that the superstorm caused power outages after making landfall. Property damage also reported. Many domestic and international flights were canceled and hundreds of evacuation centers have been set up. Mourners attended a Roman Catholic funeral mass on Saturday for the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, lauded as a giant of the law and the most influential justice of his era. One of the late justice's 9 children, Paul Scalia, a Roman Catholic priest, delivered a homily to the congregation during the service.
He was the father that God gave us for the great adventure of family life. Sure, he forgot our names at times or mixed them up. But there are 9 of us.
4 other Scalia sons. He served as pallbearers on Saturday. Father Paul Scalia called his father's devotion to God and country. Vice President Joe Biden led a distinguished group of officials, dignitaries, family, and friends attending the service for Scalia, who died 1 week ago at the age of 79. President Obama going to Cuba next month, becoming the first sitting American president to visit Havana nearly 90 years. In his weekly address Saturday, the president said he and his wife would open a 2-day visit to the Cuban capital starting March 21st. He'll be meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro to discuss a number of issues in normalizing relations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.